It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Tommy Tuberville, representing the great state of Alabama.
Coach.
I wanted to say coach, but I think I didn't know if no, Senator
Everybody
Trump
calls me coach here. You know, that. You know, when they holler senator, I don't look around, but they holler coach. I know who they're talking to.
By the way, I don't know how many other committees in the Senate have more former football players on it than the Ag Committee. I counted at least three between you,
Bozeman,
the ranking member, and then Cory Booker from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Playing football and working in Congress, there's some interesting ties there, isn't there?
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a good running back up here, too, from the state of Georgia. So everybody needs a good running game, but we'll see what happens there.
Let's talk Farm Bill. There was a hearing, first Ag Committee hearing on the Farm Bill just recently, focusing on rural development. And when you start looking at this Farm Bill and preparing for it, what do you see?
Well, first of all, it's my first farm bill. When I was running for this job in Alabama, of course, we're 60% rural and farming in our state, forestry, a lot of things that go along with it. So I told them, hey, I'm going to get on the Ag Committee. If I can win this position, I'm going to get on the Ag Committee. We hadn't had anybody on the Agriculture Committee for years in the Senate. I think maybe Hal Heflin was the last one, and that's been a long time ago. We need representation. So I was fortunate. I talked to Leader McConnell when I got here, and I've been on. I've really enjoyed it. We've had some great hearings over the last 2 years, but now it's time. Now it's game day. You know, we got the Farm Bill, which means a lot. And as you said, we had our first hearing this week, and it was about rural Alabama, rural areas of the states. And we need to take care of our rural areas. We're losing a lot of them. We're having an influx in the south of people moving from north, moving out of the crime areas and a lot of those places and building homes. And we're losing a lot of farmland because of it. Our farmers are not making the money that they used to. They're putting in a lot of hard days, long hours. We got the EPA all over them. And so during this first hearing, I told them, I said, you know, I'm hearing a lot of talk now about, you know, of course, we got a lot of things in this farm bill other than for farmers. And my first deal was, hey, can we talk about farmers for a while? Because they are the ones that's going to save this country. We have to be able to eat. They're being attacked right now by the culture warriors and climate change and EPA, and now prices are going sky high. You know, diesel, it's really scary. And then look at the fertilizer. It's just absolutely amazing, the costs. And we're going to start losing our family farms. So my motto is, we have to keep family farms. We can't sell out to neighborhoods, and of course we need land for people to live, but we also need farming. We can't sell out to corporations. We need corporations in some way, but we need those family farms. We need to keep that personal touch in our country, especially in our state of Alabama, you know, with the rural farmers. And so I'm 100% behind them. We've got it all in our state. You know, we're poultry, fish, row crops, and I told them, you know, when we get into this farm bill, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with my group called ALFA, Alabama Farm Association, back in the state. And we're going to work together. We're going to do what's best for the people of Alabama, the farmers of Alabama. And we want it right. And, again, they're going to have a lot of input.
It sounds like to me that you're going to be relying a lot on your staff, but on those who you serve to come up with good ideas as well.
Oh, yeah, and they've got good ideas. And well, I've talked to them about the Farm Bill for the last 2 years, and there's not a lot of tweaking that they want to do to it. But, again, my main focus is there's other things in this bill, but, you know, our main focus has got to be on farmers. It's got to be on our water, and it's got to be on, as we talked about, the land and being able to use water, be able to get more water to all of our farmers. It's very important. It's a $70 billion a year business just in the state of Alabama, $70 billion. And our economy is, a lot of it is controlled by farmers. So as I said earlier, one thing that concerns me is our farmers are looking at it. Their kids are not getting into it. You know, the four, five, six generations are saying, you know, I give, because our kids, we don't want our kids to get into something they can't make any money. And so we need to protect our farms, and we need to protect our farmers. We want our young kids to stay into the ag business. I think that's very important. And but we'll talk about this also. We're, you know, a lot of them are selling out to foreign countries. And I know you want to talk about that.
Absolutely. So how do we keep that? How do we not lose that potential or that farmland to potential others?
Well, I put a bill on the floor earlier this year about protecting our farmland, basically. And I looked at the stats, and 10, 12 years ago, the Chinese had bought 10,000 acres of farmland in our country. To me, that's too many. Now there are over 350,000 acres that they own, our farmland, that the Chinese government has bought. And that's not good. That's not good for anybody. Americans need to own our farmland. And so we're trying to protect it as much as we can. Unfortunately, the other side, other party, has no concern over that. I don't know why. They got to be on the farmer's side. But it's not just China. It's other countries. Other foreign countries are coming in and offering a lot of money for land. And if you think about it, you can't blame a farmer. If a farmer is just scraping by and not making the products, getting the money off the products because of the high cost, inflation, I mean, what are they going to do? And again, that's what this farm bill is about. And I think we should talk about inflation, this farm bill. We should talk about crop insurance. It's very, very important. I know this year in the mid part of Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi, our crops weren't very good because there was times early that our corn didn't get a lot of rain, and it needs rain early. Our cotton crops were very, very average. Soybeans, very, very average. Rice. Now, other areas were better, but you know, the rain and all those things, it's a roll of the dice for a farmer. You know, I tell people a farmer has a tough time because they can't control the weather and they can't control the price. Now, they can go out there and work 365 and 7 days a week, put all that effort into it, but at the end of the day, they can't control any of that, and good Lord's got to look down on us and help our farmers in the future.
You mentioned work basically 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and you can work usually while the sun's up.
Yeah.
Which brings us to daylight saving time. Do you enjoy switching the clock?
Oh, you know, I got more calls about that. And so I put that bill on the floor. And I want you to think about this. In a Democrat Congress, it's the only bill that rules 100-0 of keeping daylight savings time there. We want an hour more of sunshine in the afternoon. And it's a huge majority. You think about it. Even Bernie Sanders and, you know, all of them, it was consensus. We voted it in. And of course, anything, if you know anything about a bill, it goes from our building over to the House, and the speaker over there never brought it to the floor. But I got more phone calls of praise, and I really don't need that, but it just shows you the importance and how much people, they cling on to that extra hour, especially the working people that work outside, construction workers, you know, farmers, all those. And so at the end of this Congress, which is next month, it'll go away. So I got to start back in January. We got to get it passed through the Senate again. I am not stopping for those of you that want to keep daylight savings time, you know, consistent every year.
Well, I know that is just a perfect example of hearing from constituents and working to get that done. As we look to the new congressional session, which starts in January, are you optimistic overall?
Yeah. And of course, we got one election, as you and I are talking. You know, we got one Senate election left in Georgia. Right now, it's 50 Democrats, 49 us. We were hoping to get the majority. I don't think we're handling the early voting as well as we should. You know, there's a lot of factors. But our country's in trouble. And I can recognize that. It's not a politician. And I travel a lot and been all over, help campaigning, and our crime's out of control, our border's out of control, our spending is out of control. It's just our country's in a mess, and we're trying to do away with fossil fuels. You cannot do away with fossil fuels. I mean, we're all environmentalists. We want to take care of our land and our atmosphere. You can't, your good Lord gave us, you know, rain and wind and sunshine, but he also gave us fossil fuels to use. And I'm afraid our farmers are going to run short of diesel in the very near future. Heaven help us if that happens. You know, I've seen some all battery tractors and all that, and I'm fine with that. But you got to dig a lot of holes, you know, to get those minerals to make all those batteries. So you take from Peter to pay Paul. You're going to use fossil fuels some way or another. So we've got to keep our farmers in mind about all of that. And again, it's we've got to fight this agenda that we're going up against right now. And again, we've got to think about the Americans and the American taxpayers and everybody that makes this country grow and not make it tougher on them. And that's what the Democrats did the last 2 years.
So good to see you. Can we do this again sometime?
Yeah, we can do it. And one other thing I want to say, though, is we got broadband. We have to help rural areas with broadband. Folks, I know you're a lot of people have complained about it, and we've had internet for 20 years. And we're a country that we can put people, we put a rover on Mars, but we can't get internet in the rural areas. I mean, that's wrong. And so hopefully in this farm bill, we address a lot of that and we get off our tail and go to work and get everybody an opportunity to be able to have broadband, because it will really, really help our farmers and help their kids that live in rural areas.
It's the Honorable Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville from the great state of Alabama. He's a member of the Senate Ag Committee and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.